There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
MLB season in full swing. You can play ball with the Peacock MLB Sunday Leadoff Challenge. Just draft your players and compete for free for up to $10,000 in prizes. Visit DraftKings.com/Peacock for more info. Just don't watch your shows. Peacock them. DraftKings.com for details.
I always love it when Circus Sports does this. They put their alternate win totals on the board for the NFL, the upcoming NFL season. So what they do is they put a standard number up. And the example I will use here is Buffalo. Their regular win total on Buffalo here at Circus Sports is 12. And then they give you an alternate high with juice and an alternate low with juice. And the Bills' alternate high win total here at Circa is 13. So if you want to go over 13, this team's got to go obviously 14-3 or better to win this bet. It's plus 245. You can also go under 13 and lay, I think it's like $3, 280, something like that.
Yeah, I really enjoy these. And when you discovered Whale Capper, Drew Densick, the first time he was on with us, just about how well you can do betting these and the opportunities and how many of these actually cash.
Going back and looking at it.
Yes.
Yep, Drew did a great job with this I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, something like that, on his podcast.
Yes.
And he pointed out like how often, like just because like the Vegas number says a team's win total might be 8, how rare it actually lands at or around 8. And at the time, I think it was like 72% actually go over or under their alternate win totals. So it was just, and now with Circa posting this stuff, it's a great way to attack these. And, you know, you don't have to look for the plus prices all the time. I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people think the Dolphins, because of the offseason, will be really, really good. Well, you can bet their alternate win total, which is over 10 at a nice plus price. I think it's in the two, you know what, I'll check that here in a second. I think it's like plus 230 or something to go over 10 to win 11. Well, if you don't think they're going to win 11 games, if you think Tua stinks, then you can also bet under 10. But you can lay, 275 or so. whatever that number might be. But this is just, you know, some of the best teams in football this year. We'll give you an example. I brought up the Bills already. The Buccaneers' alternate win total high is 12.5. The over is plus 185. Have you looked at the bottom of the NFC lately again?
Garbage.
The Pro Football Focus sent out their, I think it's the first list of power ratings or an updated list yesterday, right? They have the four worst teams in the NFL all from the NFC. Seattle, Chicago, Atlanta, and Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Those are their four worst power-rated teams. Like, some team in the NFC is going to win 13 games this year. A team is going to go 13-4, 14-3. The Buccaneers, again, 12.5. The Rams win total over 11.5 is plus 195. Packers over 12, plus 205. Back-to-back years, they've had the one seed.
Boy, that's a big ask. Rams coming off the title, that division.
Yeah.
You start with the Bills. Woo. I don't know.
Again, you can lay the juice and go under 11.5, too.
Love this.
It's always available.
Okay, so you mentioned the Dolphins. Where are you at with the Jets? Because the Jets are 5.5 at some spots, over 150, and you can bet the low at 5 over 210 or 215 if the Jets can get to 6. Again, that's big. Look at that schedule to start, AFC North. And do they face the Browns? Is Watson suspended? That's another one. But Ravens at home, Browns, Bengals at home, at the Steelers. Look at that, Dolphins and then the Packers. Brutal schedule. Now, the Jets can be much improved, but maybe you don't see a big difference in the wins because it's such a tough schedule this year what they have to go through.
But you like them to go over 5.5, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I might take a piece of 5, too.
Okay.
That's a good discussion with Chris Bennett coming up about, you know, what's a half win worth, what's a win worth, and all that.
Yeah. So he's going to be on the show coming up in 90 minutes. He sets all the alternate numbers here at Circa. And I want to know, like, what goes into his process of, you know, coming up with the numbers, but also, like, juicing the numbers like he does. You can go over 6 with the Jets at even money. If you think they're going to get to 6, you can go over 6 then there.
Yep.
The Lions win total here is 6.5. Are they going to go from, what, 2 wins last year to 7 wins this season? You can also, if you think the Lions are going to stink, you can go under 5.5, plus 165 is out there. And I'll give you another one. The lowest team total on the board here at Circa is Houston. Their win total is, the out low is 3.5. If you want to bet under 3.5, so they have to go 3-14, 2-15, et cetera, you can grab plus 180. Don't you think the Texans are going to be a little bit improved from last year? Again, for what it's worth, Pro Football Focus did not have Houston in their bottom four teams in the league. They had, in order, they have Seattle, the worst team, Chicago, second worst, followed by Atlanta and Carolina. By the way, Seattle's win total here, the alt number is 4.5, under is plus 220. You want to get nuts? Drew Lock, the starting quarterback?
Uh-huh.
If that dude or Geno Smith is the starting quarterback.
Well, Geno's the leader, though, right now.
Yeah, he is.
According to the OC.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But can you see maybe a 4-13 season?
Yes, I could. Yes.
On tap?
Well, worse than that, I could. Yes, with those quarterbacks.
Atlanta under 4 is plus 180?
Uh-huh. I was looking at, there was a lot of tweets about people going through Survivor already, ready to use the Broncos. In Seattle to
is that
start
right?
The Monday night game. Yes. People going through Survivor. Right. What was the other one I was going to make? Oh, remember, Peter King has the Chargers as the second best team in the NFL. And to tie that in with, there was some hope down the stretch with the Texans as they beat Jacksonville. And also,
that's right.
They blew out the Chargers at home in a game the Chargers needed.
Yeah.
But that's, I think I live and breathe, right? Chargers under 10.5 or 9.5, alts. Alt wins. I mean, every year I got to hear about the hype train.
Oh, I know.
With the Chargers.
Paul, their alternate win total over is 11.5. It's plus 220. Now, they have the talent. They have the quarterback for sure to win 12 games. But in that division?
Right.
12.5? I could not bet over 11.5.
They blow games every year.
Oh, every year. Every year.
Whether it's a close game they give away, a coaching decision, or there's just a bad loss. You know, like every year Wisconsin would do it, especially with Bielema.
Yep.
Like, what? They lost to who? Northwestern? What? Yep. Who beat them? Indiana? That's the Chargers. There's like a Houston. They'll stub their toe and lose a game they shouldn't.
I know you got to get ahead of the stuff, you know, like the year before it happens, or find out the year that it's going to happen before other people do to, you know, be profitable and stuff. That's kind of the thing with the Chargers. I need to see it to believe it. You need to prove to me that you're not going to blow three games a year against bad teams that you should win. That you should win. I'll give you one more. How about Pittsburgh?
I don't know what to make of this deal. I guess you just have faith in Tomlin that no matter who's out there, and he almost made the playoffs with Hodges the 1 year.
Okay. So remember, under Tomlin, they've never had a losing record.
Mm-hmm.
Now with a 17-game season, 9-8 is what it's going to take. Their regular win total here at Circa is 7, overs minus 130. So if you think that somehow Tomlin in this defense, and they'll make it work with the quarterback play, if you think they're going to go above 500 again this year, you can bet over 8 plus 185 right now with Pittsburgh.
Look at that start. At the Bengals. Patriots at home. At the Browns.
Well,
Jets. At the Bills. Buccaneers. At the Dolphins. At the Eagles. Some people think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC East.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Oh, look at that.
Well, Browns could be, probably will be. In fact, I'd bet on this. Browns will be without Watson. Right? Then the Jets, but then you're still looking Bengals, Patriots, Bills, Bucks. Oh, Jesus, yeah. That is difficult.
And then when do they put the rookie in there? When do you punt it? Apparently that was news to Trubisky that they took a quarterback.
When will fans and when will local media be calling for Pickett to go in over Trubisky? Mm-hmm. Week two? Second half of week one?
Could be.
Okay. By the way, Chicago, I've seen a lot of people say that Chicago could be the worst team in football. Their alt under is 5.5 plus $2. So their regular win total is 6.5. That's pretty much universal. Can the Broncos get to 12 wins? Over 11 is plus 210. Again, that division?
No.
I'm not so sure either. Got to win 12 games? I'll give you
another
one.
I think they beat up each other. That's what I think.
Don't you? Yeah, right?
Yeah, and I think Kansas City takes a step back.
See, let me point out the difference here. The Chargers, who you talked about, 11.5 over is plus 220. Chiefs over 11.5 is plus 160. What do you think of the Raiders this year? Same thing, beat each other up. If they win 8-9 games, maybe have a shot to make the playoffs?
Yeah, no respect for the Raiders.
Or would you say they can get to 10 again this year?
Longest shot on the board to win the division, mm-hmm. and they went to the playoffs last year, and you get the best wide receiver in football. I think McDaniels has learned a lot, and the stint in Denver didn't go well. How about the Patriots? Belichick going to be running the offense? Mac Jones in the best shape of his life?
Over 9.5 is plus 175 on the Patriots.
Lowest win total in a long time for the Patriots.
Yep. By the way, for the record.
Playoff team, though.
Yeah.
I know they didn't make any moves, but you could say the same thing about Miami, right? Miami's got to prove it. I know they closed strong, but in terms of Tua and these new weapons, if you get any bit. I mean, Mike Pritchard, who's on this network, has been great. But, okay, fine, you got Hill. Tua won't be able to get him the ball.
Sure. I wanted to point out the Raiders, over 9.5 is plus 190.
Okay, yes.
They won 10 games last year.
Yeah, I can get there.
Got better in the offseason. But again, that, the AFC West, oh, man, it's so good. I'm looking at the Lions right now.
And it probably comes down to how many games, I mean, how big of a step, is there a drop-off with the Chiefs, if there is one? I think there will be, but that's, and Andy Reid has owned the division since he took the job.
Paul, I'll give you a right
especially on
now.
The road.
Are you okay? You want to tie up your money lane minus 280 for a few months? The Lions under 7.5 is minus 280. Can you possibly find a path to Detroit winning 8 games? Under 7.5 minus 280? I don't advocate laying that much juice, like ever. Lions going to win 8 games? What? Hell's going to have to freeze over, I think, for that to happen.
Right. First things first, you have to sweep the Bears for that to happen.
Up next, we'll look at streaky players and teams and tie it into some future odds. Coming up, he's batting almost 400 with 5 home runs over the past 2 weeks. MVP mix? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers is your home for betting on the French Open. Log in any day of the French Open to receive a 20% profit boost that you can use on any live and in-play bet on the French Open. Get your free profit boost today and every day at BetRivers.com or on the Bet Rivers app. Terms and conditions apply. See the site for details.
In the sports betting realm, everyone is looking for an edge.
You might not have my name, but you have my blood.
It doesn't matter if you are up or down.
Lannister always pays his debts.
Knowledge is your greatest asset.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Mitch Moss and Polly Howard are here to guide you on your quest.
Winter is coming.
This is fire and ice.
Yep, they always make us look good behind the glass. Sergio, Book, Tony.
Good fun.
Yep. Dan, Dustin, great job, fellas. Okay, so let's look at some, you heard the title, Fire and Ice. Hot and cold streaks going on right now, players and teams. How about the Red Sox number 2 and 3 hitters right now, Paulie? Last 14 days, JD Martinez. Look at that average. 479, home run, 6 RBI, 16 runs, an OPS of almost 1,200. Rafael Devers, 383 average, 5 home runs, 7 RBI, 16 runs scored in the last two weeks. Also, a very similar OPS. His AL MVP odds are 20-1. JD Martinez, 100-1. I would not take a shot on JD Martinez, but I have Devers in pocket at 25-1. I'd say if you can find 20-25-1, here's what you're doing. You're betting against Ohtani, right? And you're also maybe betting on an Aaron Judge injury, which could happen. And something, you know, Ohtani tweaked his back recently. He's still Ohtani. It's going to be tough to beat him. But if anybody does it, Devers might be the guy to do it this year.
Martinez still hitting 370, leading the league.
Yep.
My God. Incredible. Yep.
I don't know what happened yesterday against the Orioles.
I don't know either. That was bad. Yes, I know.
Yeah, that was an odd one.
Yep. House Musburger for Fire. Celtics 8-1 ATS last nine meetings at Golden State and the seven straight unders between the two. That is nuts. That is nuts. Morton 8-1 to the over, and Verlander and Manoah 8-1 to the under for some Fire.
Oh, very good.
How about that?
How about this guy in the National League, Paul Goldschmidt for the Cardinals? Last 14 days, here are his numbers. 444 with the batting average, seven home runs, 22 runs batted in, a 1,400 OPS. Look at his NL MVP odds now. I missed the boat on this one. He's down to 6-1 because Arenado, his teammate, took off and he was so hot to begin the season. He's cooled off significantly since, and Arenado's number was like down to 8 or 9 to 1. He was right behind Machado. Don't look now. Goldschmidt's like the hottest player in Major League Baseball. I think for people who grabbed him at 20-1 or in that neighborhood, probably a couple of weeks ago, you're sitting on a pretty good ticket. I wouldn't want to bet him right now at 6-1, but he is absolutely blazing hot as we speak. Moving on here, another guy who's on fire, Shane McClanahan. You know, wouldn't this be something?
If he does it 2 years in a row?
If Matt Desgersian comes on this show 2 years in a row before the season starts and gives out a Cy Young winner, did it last year with Corbin Burns in the National League. This year, before the season started, said Shane McClanahan, take a peek at him, 25-1 to win the American League Cy Young. Last 2 weeks, sub-1 ERA, three wins, 23 Ks over 19 innings. Now his American League Cy Young number is down to +550 to lead the league in strikeouts 6-1. McClanahan can do this in the American League.
Yes. How about the start by Burns the other day, too? Great performance.
He's going to be tough to knock off.
Yes.
He really is. Yep.
That'd be an unbelievable call by Matt. Yes.
Yeah, if he can go back-to-back years. Mm, yep. Okay. Here you go, Paulie. Your team, the New York Mets at home. They've won 6 out of the last 7 at Citi Field. 17-8 home record in 2022. You pointed this out twice now on the show today. 275 to win the division. But the Brewers are like 380 to win the Central?
Yeah. 9.5 game lead. You got a lot of confidence in the Braves? I mean, Phillies, but to the point you can write them off, too. Doing this without DeGrom and Scherzer with a 9.5 game lead.
What are you holding on the Mets?
Yeah, everything. Everything. I'll bring it up right now.
Okay. You got him to win the...
I have everything.
National League. Yeah, okay. I know you got him, I think, win total over as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Right now, their odds to win the World Series, +825. But the thought is here, again, and they said this before this, you know, when DeGrom went down with the injury, look at it this way. We're going to be adding, like, the best player in baseball around the trading deadline. That's the thought, anyway. And then once Scherzer comes back, they get set for the playoffs. Offense is clicking, man. Down 3-0 right away yesterday. Doesn't matter.
No, Walter. Win total over. +105 to win the division. Laid -140 to win the division. +450 to win the National League. I got better than that, too, before the season. I grabbed the World Series, too, 10-1. And I also have 8-1.
Okay.
World Series.
How about this? Our producer, Dustin, has Goldschmidt 75-1. Are you serious?
Well, really?
You've been sleeping on this? You never told us?
Oh, nice.
Beer's on you if that comes in. 75-1 on Goldschmidt? That's a hell of a ticket. NBA Finals begin later on this week. The Warriors, 0-3-1 ATS in their last four NBA Finals games. There's the list. Goes back to 2019. Against Toronto. That was without KD. Blew out the Achilles. Long time ago now. 3 years ago is what we're talking. 3.5 in game one. Have you bet this game yet?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I have a future on the Celtics as well. I think I'm going to bet game one. I like Golden State. I probably bet game one, and also I'm going to bet to lead after three games to lead the series. Boston better get one in San Fran, I'll tell you that. But they've also dropped 6 of the last 7 versus Boston. More ice. Adon and Corbin, a combined 2-18. The Nats are 2-18 with those two guys on the mound, and Corbin goes today. Phillies are 2-8, and Nola starts, and Montas and the A's 2-8 in his starts, and he goes today. And the Astros are a short road favorite in that game as well. Charlie Morton, I mentioned the 8-1 of the over, but more ice. Last 14 days, 6.52 ERA, one win, opened the season 22-1 to win the NL Cy Young. Current odds, 100-1.
Well, part of the reason why the Braves are struggling at this point.
Yes.
Right? I look at that lineup for the Braves like every single day. I'm like, what is going on? They are stacked from top to bottom.
I know. I don't get it.
Did you see the game? Side note, did you see the game last night against the Diamondbacks? Zach Gallen's going for Arizona. He got absolutely pinched on one of his pitches. Did you see? You got to check this out. The umpire charged him or wanted to charge him. Because Gallen's like talking trash to him. Like, come
where's
on.
Where's that
you,
pitch?
Yeah, get
he
the,
comes
get,
out
get
at
the
him?
Call right.
Chirping?
The ump starts to come
ump
at
shot.
Him.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They instigate this stuff.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
Yeah. Terrible.
Robbie Ray last month, 5.35 with the ERA. I would actually say his last couple of starts have been a little bit better, but he has zero wins in the last month, which, again, win-loss record, not the be-all, end-all anymore with starting pitchers. But he opened the season 9-1 to win the American League Cy Young. Of course, he won it a year ago. Current Cy Young odds, 50-1. Won it with the Blue Jays, now with Seattle. Buy low here with Robbie Ray?
No.
Does he get his act together?
No. This whole team. I mean, they play. That's a big series that starts tonight against Baltimore. They're 20-28. Baltimore's 21-29. Major disappointment with Seattle.
I would agree.
I mean, they were in last place before the A's went back in a funk.
Yeah, and here's the guy who really needs to turn it around for Toronto.
Now, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I think this was Friday I saw this. But he hasn't had back-to-back games with an extra base hit.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. So it's Vladimir Guerrero. Last 2 weeks, he's 7-39 for a 179 clip. Two home runs, four RBIs. He opened 5-1. He was right behind Ohtani to win the MVP because of what happened last year. Current odds, 15-1. I would not look at him. He's got a lot to overcome right now with players in his way. But maybe, just maybe, because he's going to start to warm up. I know pitchers have kind of figured him out from last year where they're pitching him with the location and everything. But we did see some positive regression, and they got a little lucky in those games against the Angels over the weekend. But a four-game sweep of the Angels on the road.
Huge.
They needed that. Maybe yep. That's kind of the spot. But Hernandez is hitting 160 on the year. Barrios, again, got clubbed. But we had Dan Shulman on who calls their games yesterday. He said they're going to make a move, but not for a starter. They'll make probably two moves for another bat and for a reliever, but not for a starter before the deadline coming up in 2 months. But with a lot of baseball to play, I still think this team's going to be dangerous come the playoffs, if they make it. So,
should be able to, though, when you look at the standings.
Yep. And one more here quickly on Juan Soto. Last 2 weeks, 163 with the average, 7-43 overall, one home run, five RBIs. He opened plus 280 to win the National League MVP, sitting around 12-1 right now. Look, it's not a big enough number for me to hop in. And look at what's going on. We talked about Goldschmidt in this segment. And look at Mookie Betts, who did it again last night with another home run.
Yeah.
So a lot to overcome here in the National League. But again, a lot of baseball to play for guys like Soto. It's Followed the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Brian Mahoney covers the NBA for the Associated Press. He'll join the program coming up next. Where does he rank the home court edge and the overall finals experience towards Golden State here in this series? That's coming up here on Follow the Money.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on the program, this is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. Brian Mahoney joins the program now. He's covered the NBA for a long time for the Associated Press. We'll talk some NBA Finals with Brian at this time. Brian, thanks for the spot this morning. How are you today?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing really well, really well. So your early thoughts with a couple of days to go yet to prepare for Game 1. I was super high. I don't want to overreact to what we just watched with Boston against Miami, but I was super high on this team, obviously, against the Nets as they got past the Bucks. Then it kind of flipped in how they looked against Miami to where I started to like maybe Golden State in this final series. Where are you at early on here with a couple of days to go yet?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a similar description to me, actually. You know, I think when Boston plays their best, they're the best team in the NBA with the amount of things they can do offensively and defensively. But they had a blip in the Miami series, which kind of concerned me, some of the stuff I saw. And Golden State, I think, has just looked top to bottom, probably more consistent.
Yes, the silly turnovers and also these droughts that they go through. I mean, in Game 7, to be up 13 with 2 minutes before halftime, and that gets knocked down to 6, and then they almost gave it away at the end when Miami hit them with the big run late. You can't do stuff like this against the Warriors.
No, you can't. The Warriors are as good as anyone at making you pay for your mistakes. They've been that way for a lot of years now. And, you know, Miami, you know, can't hit the three like the way Golden State can, like really,
right.
You know, no team can. But, you know, Miami could have made it even a bigger comeback if they could have done that. So, yeah, Boston has to be a lot more locked in than they were at the end of that game. And certainly they were in Game 6. I mean, that was a terrible loss as well. I think they got to clean that stuff up and then they can win this series.
Do you think they were tight? And all these, you did maybe reading the press clippings and also about the blowing it and not getting past the conference finals and making it to the finals and the Tatum Brown whole thing there too. Do you think they were tight and now can come in loose here in the finals?
I think that can help them, Paulie, certainly. You know, it's when you go from a team who, they were a team in the first round, people thought they could lose against the Nets. And all of a sudden it goes to Game 6 against Miami, and they were, you know, going to kill them. Miami's too hurt, and yes. This is going to be easy, and so on and so forth. Yeah, now they're, you know, considered maybe an underdog, at most a slight favorite to some people. So, yeah, there is some pressure off. I think that could definitely help them.
So, Brian, as I was watching the Warriors defeat the Mavericks in that fifth game last week, you know, I'm watching Clay with a ton of open threes, and he talked about it after the game. He's like, look, I left a lot of threes on the court tonight, too. I should have had probably 10 made threes. Overall, Dallas, I mean, they don't have the defenders to take on a team like Golden State. I talked about this a lot yesterday. I think the individual defensive play by Boston, they have the personnel to make it look a lot different, though, right? Like, they have the guys that can go out there, and I know Golden State, they got a ton of guys that can kill you. But don't you think Boston can kind of match up a little bit better? And I know they're awesome defensively, but than a team like Dallas did against them?
I think Boston has better individual defenders than Dallas does. Dallas had a nice team defensive
right.
scheme. Boston has both. They have great individual guys and a good team scheme. The difference, I think, will be interesting to me that I'm interested to watch is that Boston's been playing a certain kind of team for a couple rounds with, you know, great individual ball-dominant guys, Durant, Giannis, Jimmy Butler. Now you're looking at Golden State's amazing ball movement, you know, spread the ball around. It's going to be an adjustment, I think, for them. I think they can certainly defend it, but it's going to be a different look than what they've seen for the last month and a half.
Yeah, that's a good point. And also, if Boston can't give away these home games either, because, you know, Golden State's likely to get one on the road, and they're going to have to win a couple in San Francisco where the Warriors haven't lost either.
No, it's a great point, Paulie. I mean, they have certainly let down a couple times at home, and, you know, credit to them, they find a way to get it back on the road. But Golden State's a different kind of team. You don't want to risk that too many times.
Well, I mean, the intangibles overall, not only the home court, Brian, but also, like, the NBA Finals experience. So how much, based on those two things, how much of an edge would you give Golden State? They have, what, like 130 games played in the Finals? The Celtics have zero?
It's a massive difference, and, you know, sometimes I think it can be overplayed, but when it's that big a difference, I don't think it can. You know, when you're looking at what you know, Draymond and Clay and Steph have been through, they've seen every possible thing you can see in an NBA final situation, and Boston's seen none of that. So, yeah, it's got to be a huge advantage. How much it plays in, we'll find out, but certainly you can't ignore it, I don't think.
How about the health standpoint? Williams did not look good down the stretch in those last two games against Miami, and also what are you hearing on Peyton?
Yeah, I mean, they think there's a good chance that he'll be able to play. If not early, then at some point in the series. And, yeah, I think it's the ultimate factor here with, you know, every time Williams plays, he looks, you know, that team looks great. His energy, his ability to clog the middle, but he just can't seem to do it every game. And, you know, same thing with Marcus Smart. So I just don't know if Boston can have their best guys at their best level every single game.
Yeah. How much playing time do you think Pritchard gets in this series? Because he was, you know, basically not even on the court for the last three games against the Heat.
Yeah, and he had played well, I thought, before that. I thought he gave them some good minutes earlier on, late in the Milwaukee series. I think he'll get a shot at some point. You know, that the Golden State just plays so many guys and they move around so much, I think you have to kind of stay fresh against them a little bit. So I think he'll get a shot at some point. Let's see if he can, you know, earn his way to stay out there when he does.
Yeah.
What have you thought about the officiating so far in the playoffs and how they can, even game seven, how they're rewarding the flop? And if that plays, if that can help out maybe Boston with how Smart plays.
I mean, I hate it, Paulie. I think everyone does, you know, but these guys are so good at it. You know, Marcus Smart is a tremendous flopper. Kyle Lowry, I mean, these guys are some of the best I've ever seen at flopping. So I can see why they get the calls, but, I hate it. I like to, you know, call me old-fashioned, whatever. I like to see guys get in front and try and turn the defender, the offensive guy. That's the way we were taught to play basketball. Guys don't do that anymore, and hopefully it doesn't affect a big play, you know, because, you know, it's an ugly scene sometimes.
Yeah. If Wiggins and Looney, if they each have and play, you know, a good series here against Boston, do you think the Celtics can win the series still and overcome that?
Well, those guys are so key, Mitch, and, you know, they played great against Dallas. I mean, we expect it from the veteran guys, but those were, you know, I thought Wiggins could have at some point been, or even Looney, the MVP of that series. Mm-hmm. So if those guys play well, and certainly if Wiggins matches or overplays Jaylen Brown, those are a huge advantage for Golden State for sure. I think those guys are, you know, they're locked in right now.
Do you have a vote for the NBA Finals MVP?
I have some. I did last year. It's a good question. It changes year to year. I'll figure it out along the way. I'm not certain yet. I couldn't get it wrong last year. It was unanimous for Giannis.
Who are you picking, and how deep does the series go?
I think it goes deep. I'm not sure yet. I would lean, I guess, Golden State based on I think they're a little healthier. I guess if I had to make a pick right now, which is, I guess, what you guys do, I'd say Golden State in seven. But I do think it is that close. I'm just not sure if Boston can consistently stay healthy with the couple key guys.
Yeah. That pays plus 325, by the way, the Warriors in seven. What was your reaction, and what's the reaction around the league to the Lakers going with Darvin Ham?
I think people thought that he was ready for a job and that he was the kind of guy that they needed, some real discipline, you know, a pretty tough guy. And I think people overall were, you know, like this pick. There were a lot of people who worried about, you know, how much was Phil Jackson meddling, how much was Magic, all these guys, you know, were they going to mess this hiring up? But I think a lot of people think they got it right. This is a guy who's qualified for the job. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens now with obviously Westbrook and the rest of their roster.
All right, my friend. Thanks for popping on. Enjoy the series. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
There you go. Brian Mahoney covers the NBA for the Associated Press at Brian C. Mahoney on Twitter, and that is staggering. The finals experience, 123-0.
Yeah, and I think if Williams is banged up,
then you got to play Tice. I don't know what you're going to get.
And Wiggins and Looney play well.
Yes,
I really, really. If you told me that right now, it's going to happen. I mean, you'd have to love Golden State. By the way, thanks to Tommy for sending this in. The Celtics point differential in the playoffs: plus 18 against the Nets, plus 55 against the Bucks, plus 37 against the Heat. The sweep was the closest series. They played a 7-game series against the Bucks, and they were a plus 55. I can't get game six out of my head.
Oh, I can't.
That was absolutely disgusting by Boston.
Yep, I know.
I couldn't believe what I was watching in that game.
Yes. Top two defensive teams, at least efficiency, meeting in the finals. First time since the Chicago-Seattle finals.
Wow.
The Jordan Bulls. What was that, mid-90s? Got to go back that far. The top two defensive teams meeting in the finals.
I do think, now having said all this, I think the Celtics can take one of the first two games in San Francisco.
I hope you're right. Yes. You can lay 2.5 games with Golden State. That's plus 350.
Boy, to take them out in five games?
Hey, I know. Boston minus 1.5 is plus 220. And to lead after three games, Golden State is minus 170. Will Golden State go up 2-1? That's plus 120. Boston to lead the series 2-1 is plus 180.
Okay.
So many different ways to bet this series.
We will kick around player props coming up next. I think you'll be surprised which player has gone over this particular number more than his counterparts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
The VSEN summer specials here for $39. You get everything VSEN has to offer from now to the end of July. You got more golf majors coming up. Andy Burks, daily best bets in Major League Baseball. Adam Burks, Von Tobel, NBA Finals. Andy McNeil, Stanley Cup playoffs. Full VSEN experience, which features a daily best bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want. It costs only $39 to subscribe through July 31st. Sign up now, vsin.com/summer. It's supposed to be a great finals on paper, but we have just seen the last two rounds awful with blowout city.
Yep.
You know,
Bad basketball.
Yes, right. The other thing, too, and now it's great that the Heat are out between the Lowry embarrassment.
Thank God they're unwatchable.
Now, I know Smart does it, too. But what Lowry was doing in that series, that foul on Tatum when he never touched him, and Lowry like having a conniption and falling down.
Oh, there's one from Smart, too.
Oh, yeah. They have got to stop this. As I tweeted, just don't reward that. I mean, if a guy goes, whether it's getting a pick set on you or trying to draw the block charge, when the guy goes flying like he's shot, just don't call him.
You know what I would do?
I would call it on him, and that will stop. Everyone will stop doing this.
I would honestly, in the offseason, I would say you're going to get a technical foul. If you keep pulling this BS and the stoppages in play, I can't deal with the replays, the reviews. The block charge is already completely out of control. It has been for 20 years. They can never figure this out. And then you add the flopping to everything, too. I would just tell every single player, if you do this, we're going to go back and replay one time. You're going to get a technical. That's it. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And you're going to hurt your team, so knock it off.
Yep, health's going to be big, and the supporting cast is going to be huge. How these guys are going to play, what do you get out of a Looney who was great against Dallas, but will that continue against the best defensive team here and the size of Boston? What do you have with Williams, his health? Foul trouble will be big, how they're calling this. I mean, it seems big names are in foul trouble. The other thing, too, Tatum cannot complain if he doesn't get a call. He got to get back on defense. Mm-hmm. He does too much complaining.
Don't you think that depth can be a concern all of a sudden for Boston?
Yes, doesn't it?
If
yes.
Robert Williams is not going to be healthy.
Well, and you're not playing Pritchard.
If they can't play Pritchard, and then all of a sudden you look at the Warriors and they get maybe a full complement of players.
Yeah.
And then you have Wiggins playing this well on top of everything else. This is Steve Kerr, head coach, Golden State, talking about how Wiggins has been so good.
I think he's taken a leap in this postseason with his rebounding and his defense. And I think you know, continuity is so important in this league that you can't just throw people together and expect it to work. So the previous, you know, year and 15 games, whatever it was, that, you know, 2 years ago, and then this season, it's all led to this point. And Wiggs has just been a perfect fit. And we wouldn't be here without him, that's for sure.
His points prop at DK, 16.5. The over opened up plus 105 for Andrew Wiggins.
You can throw Poole in there too. But I don't know. I mean, if you get the Klay Thompson of old and the Klay Thompson that showed up in Game 5, it's going to be hard for Boston. But I absolutely think they can come in loose because they were expected to beat Miami and they should have beat Miami. I mean, Game 6 was an embarrassment, you're right, and then almost given away in Game 7.
Mm-hmm.
You also took on Milwaukee, and Middleton was hurt. But to the point you made earlier, and Brian said too, you don't know in and out Williams. Smart Williams. Who's mm-hmm. in, who's out, and guys missing time. But it was so important that they won that series, number one, because they were a big favorite against Miami and laying 9 in Game 6. But the other thing too is, I mean, you couldn't lose that series again. You've been here. So you lost to Miami in the bubble conference finals. You couldn't get past LeBron. You had the Isaiah Thomas team, and this was a huge game and series for the Tatum Brown tandem as well.
They almost blew the game.
Yes, they did.
With that big lead late in the fourth quarter,
2-point game. Butler's got the open look to win it.
Yep.
Take the lead. But that, I think they can come in loose now. That was okay. You could play a little bit of house money that they finally got to the finals. Now this particular group.
Here's the thing about Klay. I think Thompson is going to have a couple of those games in the series. I don't think you can rely on him to go out there and say, hey, Klay, give us 7 like you played in Game 5 against Dallas. He's been up and down with his threes and his shot-making ability. Plus, he's just, like, with the step. This is what you would have to expect coming off the injuries, kind of who he is at this point. But he is giving him 35 minutes a game so far in the playoffs, averaging almost 20 points per game. Now, in terms of this overall prop with made threes, DraftKings put up 3.5 for each Thompson, Curry, and for Tatum. Would you believe that Curry has 4 or more threes in 4 out of his last 10 games? Thompson has made 4 or more threes in only 3 out of his last 10 games, and yet Jason Tatum has made 4 or more threes in 5 out of his last 10 games. He's done it more than Curry or Thompson.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting at 3.5.
Yeah. I'm interested to see all these team totals. Because this could be bombs away this whole series, right?
Oh, for the made threes.
For, the first player to make the first three combined for the teams, with which they'll have up at all these places, largest lead prop, because it was 15.5 for Game 7. So how high will that be? Which figures to be, because you see the point spread's 3.5 for Game 1. The other, will it be a sweep over 4.5 games is 1-10? Will the series go 6? Yes, is 185. The double, will Golden State win Game 1 in the series is plus 105. Boston's plus 250. I mean, to lead after 3 games, the exact outcome, the outcome after 3 games, laying a game and a half, taking a game and a half, laying 2.5 games, taking 2.5 games, this is great.
Who's the best player in the series?
I think it's Curry.
I think you got to go Steph Curry.
So cause for concern with Tatum at times.
I don't want to.
Couple dog games he's had in there.
Yep. I thought going into the Miami series, Tatum was going to be the best player on the court. He was the finals MVP. You could have made a case for, look, Tim Bontemps voted Jimmy Butler. I have no problem with that.
I would have voted for Butler, too.
Yeah, Butler, he probably deserved it.
Yep.
You can absolutely make a case for that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Luka was going to be the best player in the series against Golden State. Now, his points, that was awesome. I'd probably say he might have been the best player in that series. Curry was the MVP of that. But as Brian Mahoney said, I thought Looney and Wiggins had a great case to win the MVP. I just hope that if somebody else deserves it here on either winning side, I hope the voters are not lazy and just say, yeah, Tatum's got to be the guy or Curry's got to be the guy if other players have a case. If a Wiggins has a case or a Looney has a case, then give them the vote. You don't have to, by default, give it to a guy like Curry. And yes, it's because I'm not betting on him to win the Finals MVP or Tatum. But you can't just, you can't go in thinking that he's going to be the MVP if they win the series. You gotta watch the whole thing unfold.
Good, another good point by Mahoney as well. And I also think, again, tied into tempo about it's hard to play against Golden State because there's so much movement. Well, you didn't really see that with the Nets, and because it's more bang you
isolation.
Down
isolation.
Yeah, bang you down low with Freak. What Durant was doing, although they did an excellent job defending him. And then Miami was also same thing with Butler, where it was just one guy. Here it's a whole team, and so many guys you have to worry about, and beautiful ball movement.
I also read a good breakdown on what the Celtics need to do defensively. I'm sorry, when they have the ball on offense and going against Golden State's defense, they need to obviously target and hunt Steph Curry. We all know this. But people have pointed out that Steve Kerr and the defensive coaches for Golden State, they're so good, they immediately find ways to get Curry off the ball defensively, and they can rotate other players. So this is going to be a lot of Tatum and Brown when they have the ball.
Oh, that's interesting.
And can you trust Tatum? Or, I'm sorry, yeah. can you trust Jaylen Brown when he has the ball?
No. Kevin O'Connor mentioned that several times from the Ringer. They were doing way too much of that in the last two series. Just run your offense. You're just so worried about hunting and finding the mismatch, and
right.
And then you wait, and then you can't get into things till 5-6 seconds left on the shot clock.
Right.
Just go, run your offense. Too much hunting, too much of that.
Yeah,
I thought that was a good observation by you.
Yeah, and I do honestly think that Pritchard's going to have to play more in the series.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a spot here where maybe he can find his open three
and get him the ball. And how big of a role is Grant Williams going to play?
Yeah, that's
another one.
Total X factor in the series.
Oh, but that did not look good for Robert Williams the last two games. Not good at all.
Yeah. I mean...
And Horford either.
Which game was it?
I just think it's too many games for the old man.
It's a lot.
Seven games.
35
seven
games
series,
old.
Right.
And by the way, again, for what it's worth, it was a meat grinder in each series.
Yeah.
To go through what they had to go through against Milwaukee and
yes,
Miami to get here.
Physical.
Very much so.
Schedule helps them out, though. Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday.
Yeah.
First five games.
Oh. They caught a huge break here by that series ending on Sunday night, and now they get a big cushion until Thursday. I would have, right, loved Golden State if the game was tonight. If they had one game in between, had played Sunday night in Miami, had got to play game one tonight, come on. The number would not have been where, I don't think, that would have been baked into the number, I think, but. So they got back to Boston in the wee hours yesterday, and now they got to go all the way across the country.
They've not played well at home here lately, and you're going to have to get two in the Bay because of this 26 in a row thing.
Probably.
It was ridiculous.
Probably, which they can do, but it's easier said than done.
Yeah, tough ask, but that's – and it comes down to experience.
But
I think that's a big deal. I mean, 123 to nothing, and they've been to six finals in the last 8 years.
Yep. Don't you wish it was still 2-3-2?
I like 2-3-2.
So do I. Never had a problem with 2-3-2.
Yeah, I know the media did as well with the travel.
Up next, NHL with Dennis Bernstein. Are we getting a chalky Stanley Cup final, or are the dogs live? We'll ask him coming up next.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service,
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox